Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. It's how you win.
I know, Joe. Really? Every day?
Yep, and three times a day. You know why? Because some of you aren't getting the message. Really, with all seriousness, I mean, some of you really, really, I mean, I'm listening, watching posts on Facebook from our buddies on the right, people who love the right, now the fight with DeSantis and Trump. My concern, I know Kimberly's going to shoot me, but my concern with DeSantis jumping in, he just might push or pull Trump further right. Because, you know, DeSantis is going to be hardcore right on everything. Because he believes, now look, a lot of you listening are like me, you're hardcore right. But I also know that some of those things you cannot win on. You cannot push, you're not going to make it happen in a general election. You have got to be able to cross the aisle, number one. Number two, you've got a lot of squishy Republicans, that's right. Because we have Republicans that won't take a stand on what they believe. We have Christians that won't take a stand on what they believe. And that's what makes it all so hard. Really. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Do appreciate the time. Kimberly Moran's going to join us right after the break. I know how much you love her. Probably a little bit more than me, but I'm okay with that.
No, seriously. You know what I'm saying?
Anyway, and again, we've learned a lot just this weekend. You know, watching who's coming forward, watching, you know, who see what's going on, right? 855-REAL-JOE. Again, 855-732-5563. You're going to see so much come out here shortly. On the January 6th information. Right? And even, you know, a lot, now that we have their Durham report, let's see if the Republicans do anything. Yeah, you heard me. Anything that they said they were going to do. Because I don't have, you know, I don't have any, I don't trust them. I like that. I just flat out don't trust them. Because you see them so many times, we've given them the power, we've given them the ability to make a difference, to make a change, to fix something, and use the, you know, the words of an old-timer, they've done buckus. Right? Check us out, JoeMessina.com. JoeMessina.com, I'm telling you. There's a lot going on up there, stories you can read. And I just find all of this. Again, we're gonna hit some crazy stuff tonight. I got a lot going on. Right? And the more and more you see the lunacy of what's happening in the White House, the fights with Congress, some of the things that, you know, took place under the... I know, I'm talking generalities on purpose because I want to keep you around. But listen, think of the times that in the past, you know, the debt ceiling arguments that we've had. And look at where we're at now. I would love to bet some of you guys, you think these guys will go through with it? You think the Republicans will stand strong? Or do you think the Republicans are going to cave at some point in time? Because they don't want to be blamed. They don't want to feel bad about themselves. Right? You know that's what's going to happen. And I don't know if McCarthy's got I don't want to put this, so I don't get in trouble. Wherewithal to deal with it. Seriously. You know, and again, we're going to hit a lot. Look, the NAACP, the head of the NAACP came out, put out a general notice to the black community across the country, stay away from Florida. Because it's not friendly to the black community. Really? I mean, seriously? Yeah, I don't think so. Right? But again, that came from a man. You ready for this one? That came from someone who actually lives in the black community. I mean, in Florida. So the NAACP comes out and says, you know, you really can't live in Florida if you're black. This is a bad thing. You shouldn't be here. And now we come to find out that he lives there. I'm trying to figure this out. I'm trying to figure out on what planet and where this makes sense. And do they really believe just by saying it, people are going to believe it to the point where they're going to adhere to it, not show up? It's just amazing. I mean, it's a great spot for black-owned businesses. It's number two for Hispanic, number two for women-owned businesses. And all this propaganda, all this garbage that's going back and forth, people are believing the verbiage. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you could save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-556. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. It's the way we all win. We do all win that way. When you get informed, right, we all win. And I mean that sincerely. All right, let me bring her on. Kimberly Wren joins me. She does every week, always kind of kicks the week off with the crazy stuff that happened over the weekend that they thought, well, they didn't think, they knew. Nobody was paying attention. Nobody would push back. You know what I'm saying? So, Kimberly, they do. They really do think they were smoking dope all weekend, don't they?
Yep.
No?
The guy. That's why they want to legalize it everywhere.
Ooh, yeah. You know what's really funny is now there's grumblings coming from Colorado and people in and even Oregon, where now they're saying, well, maybe we need to fix this. It wasn't such a good idea. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. You know, I always find out the hard way.
Oh, yeah. Calls to their local, like, you know, CDC or poison centers have gone up like 600%. They're not, even though revenue, tax revenue has gone up, the one thing they didn't line it up with was how much money it was costing them in emergency rooms, you know, drug rehab, drug overdose centers, that kind of thing. But the government, they know what they're doing, right?
No, they never learned from other countries, and they never learned from other people. And all the people who want to legalize marijuana will say, well, they didn't do it right. That's not how they were supposed to do it.
Yeah. You know what's funny about that, though? They say the same thing about, you know, socialism, communism, right?
Yes,
those
exactly.
Boneheads always start screaming, well, that's because it wasn't implemented properly. Right,
yep.
You little 19-year-old piece of work, because you know
yep.
how to do that, don't you?
Exactly.
Bless. They make me nuts, some of the stuff that these guys come up with, you know?
Yeah, of course.
All right, so DeSantis is going to be in. Looks like he's going to throw his hat in. I am not, the more and more I think about it, the less and less I am excited about it. Now, some people are saying he's only doing it to get the VP seat. I'm not so sure I believe that. You know what I mean?
Right.
What do you think?
I have no idea. I'm so not caring about the presidential race right now.
Really?
Yeah.
Not even from a standpoint of a, want to say I told you so later on?
No, because I'm already getting slammed with stuff to do for New Hampshire because, you know, we have the first in the nation, so they all come here.
Oh,
and it's
yeah,
all like politics, yeah. You know,
yeah.
So there's some people I'd like to actually meet. DeSantis is one of them. But, you know, whatever. I'm just, my first year here where there was a presidential election, was it 2012? It was kind of exciting because, you know, you go to all these events, interview people. I interviewed Trump one year before he officially was in the race in 2016. So, you know, you get local, you know, writers and whatever get all kinds of opportunities, but I'm kind of just bored with it.
I get a kick out of all of it. I really do. I get a kick out of all of it. You know where they're going. You know what they're going to say. You know how they're going to try to appeal to other people. That's
yep.
the stuff I find amazing. But I really do think that DeSantis, if he's not positioning himself for VP position, but even that's a problem because, you know, you can't have two running from the same state. You know, you can't have your VP and your president from the same state.
So, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I don't know how that's going to come down. But anyway, so we'll see how it starts to pan out. But I think my belief, he's going to cause more damage. Than good at this point, so.
Actually, I think Trump's going to be the one to cause damage, but that's par for the course.
Well, Trump's always going to cause damage. There's no way around that. You know, I know what the
right.
But
yeah.
All right. So yeah. This one's right up your alley. I know this is the stuff that you love. So you know who Jordan Neely. You know who he is, right?
Correct.
Okay. In 2015, Jordan Neely kidnaps a 7-year-old. In 2019. He attacked an old man. In 2021, he attacks a 67-year-old woman and he broke her nose. In 2023, every piece of work, public official, went to his funeral and he has a gold and ivory casket.
Oh, my God.
And they went there, you know the race baiter, right? You know,
Sharpton. Al Sharpton.
Oh, our young men, our poor, innocent black men are being hunted down in the street. It's like, boy, you guys, you just don't care.
Because they coddle criminals. They don't care about the law abiding. They don't care about these people's victims. I mean,
yep.
They idolized friggin' that piece of crap, George Floyd, remember?
Yep.
I mean, this is how the left rolls. These people are scum. They hate Americans, plain and simple. They just hate us.
You can't come up with anything else. I think you're right, you know, but I don't know. I mean, these guys there at his funeral, talking about, you know, how he was savagely killed and all, I'm thinking to myself, really? So it didn't matter when he was doing anything else. And then you got those ladies of the wrong viewer out there, you know, talking about he didn't have a knife and he didn't have a gun and there was no reason to kill him. Oh yeah, like that Marine set out to kill him. Sure,
right?
No problem.
If that lunatic was doing that inside someone's house, they'd have the right to protect themselves. People were terrified and they thought he was going to harm them.
Yeah.
So
did you notice on the video? I don't know if you listened to it, but nobody was yelling stop.
No.
Right.
They were trying to help him, control him, including a black man was trying to help control him.
Yeah, no kidding.
So it's not like it was a racist event because black people were trying to help him too.
Yep. Yeah.
Stop him.
Definitely, amazing to me because we're letting him. But do you think I've been told? I don't know if I agree, but you know, I'm told to pay attention because the tide is turning. And people are starting to feel like, you know, we need to fight back. We need to push back. I haven't seen that yet, though.
Please. People like to talk about pushing back, but I don't see many of them doing it either.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of like what I always say, you know, when you and I are on it, you hear me on the show, and I always say, look, do something. Get involved. Don't sit there and just complain. You know, make a difference. Do something different.
Exactly.
Go ahead. I'm always amazed at people that won't step up.
Well, I was going to say, you know, pay attention to, like, we always talk about local government, because, to be honest, there's not much you can do at the federal level other than vote out the piece of crap who might be your representative, quote-unquote.
Yeah. All right, we'll be back in a minute, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. You're listening to Joe Messina.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. South Carolina Senator Tim Scott is officially running for president.
And I'm running for president of the United States.
The Republican made the announcement Monday morning from his hometown of North Charleston. He said the U.S. is retreating from patriotism and faith under the Biden administration. Scott, who is the only black Republican in the U.S. Senate, is vying to be the first African-American to win the GOP nomination for president. Republicans in the New York State Senate want to know exactly how much the migrant crisis is costing taxpayers in New York. The Republicans' leader in the Senate sent a letter to the state's comptroller calling for every dollar spent on the migrant crisis to be updated and made public. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I want you involved. I want you engaged. I want you to pay. Well, let me put it this way. I would like you to pay attention. That would be really cool. You know what I'm saying? Let me bring in Kimberly Marin, joins me. She does every week. Love talking with her about the crazy stuff that happened over the weekend. By the way, we need to hear some important words from Joe Biden over the weekend on, you know, Ukraine and as he reported from the G7 summit. Take a listen.
This is the last question, sir. Good afternoon, Mr. President. What has President Zelensky told you about the big counteroffensive? And maybe you can start by telling us whether it's actually underway or not. And also I'd like to ask you about the F-16s. You've greenlit them now. Jake Sullivan said arms and equipment go to Ukraine according to what he called the exigencies of the conflict. So what exigency now exists that didn't exist that demands these planes?
Well, I'll tell you exactly when they're going to move, exactly where they're going to go. He told me, come on, God love you. I'm going to, even if I knew precisely, you think I'm going to tell you what they're going to do in terms of their offensive? Well, I hope you'd hope I wouldn't do that, because that would mean it wouldn't succeed. But the fact is that we did discuss privately with Zelensky how, let me put it this way. We and our NATO allies know how many brigades they have trained, know what the status of those brigades are, and have an expectation as to what their likelihood of succeeding are. We don't know that for certain. War is uncertain. War is uncertain, not to state the obvious. So, and my, it will proceed.
All right. My lunch is coming back on me, so we'll stop right there. But he goes on. Kimberly, he rambles like this for 2 minutes. Two more minutes.
Okay? I don't even know what he was saying. I don't know what he was talking about.
You know, those reporters, I wish when he talks, wouldn't it be great if there was a camera behind him focused on the faces of the reporters in the room?
Yeah. they probably just sit there like obedient little puppies waiting for their next orders. Please.
They're sitting. You know, I'm sorry. I don't care how good of a reporter you are. At some point in time, you're going to be sitting there scratching your head, looking at your buddies, going, "Did you get that? What did you?"
That's not what I asked you. Can you just answer the question, old man? Good God.
No, it's...
Have these reporters not quite figured out yet that it's just a money laundering scheme and that to weaken the United States?
Oh, now you're suggesting they even care.
No, they don't. They're in on it.
Yeah, right? I mean, seriously. They could give a crap about this stuff. They really could care less as long as they're... Think about the people they have in there. You've got Fetterman in there. You have Maxine Waters. You've got Pelosi, who we haven't heard from because I think her...
Dianne Feinstein.
This is their AOC. Add her to the list. I mean, how old she is. This is their A-team.
Yeah.
God.
Good Lord.
No, and what's his name? Did you see Fetterman showed up Thursday to a meeting? He had his short sweatpants on, his sneakers with no socks, and that hoodie that he always wears?
To an unofficial
meeting? Yes.
Good Lord.
You know, and the funny thing about it is that the Senate and the Congress have a dress code.
Yes.
But yep. I don't know what that means, apparently. He doesn't
apparently
know.
It doesn't mean anything. Sure. He has no idea what he's doing.
All right. Let's hit some lighthearted stuff so see if I can make you nuts, okay? There's a new organization that has decided, and I'm not a runner. There's a lot of people that are runners. I have a lot of friends that are runners, and they're into it. And one of them sent me this story and said, would you please just do something about this, even if nothing else than giggles? So apparently a non-binary activist, Jake Fedorowski, he's announced the launch of the Queer Running Society, or QRS for short. The organization's mission is to make running industry a welcome place for members of the LGBTQ community. The goal of the organization, according to the press release, is to elevate the queer experience in the running industry. I don't know how much you can drink or smoke, but I didn't know that the running world was kind of prohibitive for the queer or the LGBTQ community. Maybe I'm not smart enough to figure this out.
Okay, so I used to be a runner. And just like with everything that these lunatics are pushing, no one cares who you have sex with in the running community. Not one person cares who you are having sex with while you're all running. That is one of the dumbest things I've ever heard. These people are just psychopaths. 100% psychopaths.
Well, think about the money. Think about the money that would be involved. See, I'm starting to feel that this is a lot of this is about the money.
Yeah, because they're getting money for it. Exactly.
Oh, big bucks, right?
Yep.
I mean, look at what Target just did. And turning around and now when you go in the store, you know, the left side they have the boys' department, the right side of the girls' department, and right in the middle is the transgender children's department.
Yeah, I don't go to that place.
I know. We haven't gone in years either. It started with the bathroom stuff, and even before that, really.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So I have a feeling, and I was reading something about this recently, that the reason these people are doing this, these companies are doing this and essentially making fools of themselves, but the reason they're doing it is because of that whole ESG score thing. You know, the social score, social credits.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yep.
And they really don't have a choice. It doesn't matter if they end up losing money. They won't be able to get, they won't get a high enough, you know, social justice score or whatever. So that's why they're all doing this stuff.
Wow.
They won't be able to get bank loans, anything. I was just reading on that recently because I couldn't figure it out either. Like, nobody with half a brain in marketing is going to think that transgenders are all of a sudden going to be drinking Bud Light. I mean, no one drinks Bud Light. It's disgusting. No.
Yeah.
However, well, I mean, you know.
Whatever. I won't tell you what we used to call it, but that's okay. Anyway.
Years ago I drank it just because it was one of the few light beers out there. Well, it was just light beer, you know what I mean? But, yeah. So that's why there's something bigger going on here and none of these companies have enough courage or guts to stand up and say, look, we we're doing this because we are being forced to do this by these organizations, and that's the banks that are included. If we don't do this, we can't get funding, we can't get, whatever, all these other things. So I'm pretty sure there's bigger powers that be at play here, but none of them are saying it.
You think this is somewhat the reverse of what goes on with the gun, where they're keeping the gun and ammunition companies from being able to use Visa and MasterCard?
Same thing, yep. It's the same type of thing.
Yeah.
These people end up getting, kind of screwed if they don't just follow orders.
Yeah, so much for, free enterprise, right?
No, we don't. Oh, good Lord. It's corporatism all the way. It's fascist corporatism.
Yeah, again, and then I don't know if you saw it, but Ford, to your point, Ford jumped on the bandwagon.
Yes.
You're enjoying that way too much.
Oh, I got to send you, remind me to send you a reel I saw about that.
So again, I enjoy that stuff a lot more than you think. I look at it and go, oh my God, to your point, who's sitting in a corporate boardroom and going,
yes.
Okay, you know what? How are we going to fix this? How are we going to get out in front of this? How are we going to make sure we're not, a casualty? But these companies have so much power. They don't need, some of these banks and other things. They don't need any help from these people.
I don't know about that. The whole World Economic Forum stuff. This is all bigger stuff than any of us. All of it.
Yeah.
Because, again, why would you do that? Who cares? Who cares? I don't care. I don't care who you have sex with, in what car you're driving. Okay, I just don't. And nobody does. Really, legitimately, nobody cares.
God bless. I mean, I agree with you. I agree with you with all of this. And somehow, because we let our guard down, because we didn't push back, because we didn't want to feel bad about people calling us names, we've allowed all this stuff in. And it's still such a minor part of the community. I don't know who this person is, Marsha Gay Harden. Yeah, we'll talk about her after the break. Joe Messina, or him, or whatever. Joe Messina, your host. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000. Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby-Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
Host, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Listen, get involved, get engaged, and stop the craziness. Look, I'm going to tell most of you, especially conservatives, this is our fault. We didn't make the noise. We sat there, we watched these nut jobs come out, tell us how, you know, these kids coming out of school, talking about how great communism is. All this other stuff, we go, yeah, okay, kid, whatever. Till you get over there, you don't even know what it's about. And we allowed this to happen. Kimberly Moran joins me. She does every week, kicking off the weekend. She knows the area that I grew up in. And Kimberly, you know, in the north end of Boston, one of these kids, they would have flicked the kid in his head and told him to get lost. Right? I mean, seriously.
Do people in other places know about flicking someone in the head?
No.
I thought that was a New England thing.
It probably is just a New England thing. Right over the eyebrows, and it stings so bad, you know.
Oh, my brothers used to get me all the time.
But, no, really, what do I want to call them? That generation has kind of gone away. And you hear some of these, you know, moms of today talking about, you know, I didn't like what my parents did this to me, and I didn't like what I, and it's like, really? But you turned out okay, and you don't want to do that to your kids because you don't want them to feel bad? Really?
Right.
You sit there, go ahead.
Yeah, you, exactly what you're saying. You scratch your head like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, why, what are you afraid of? Why was it a bad, why is it a bad thing, you know, for your kids to, for you to want your kids to respect what's going on around you? Nobody says, look, nobody says they can't have their own opinion. That's what they'll say to you. Say, we don't know. I allow my kids to say, well, that's great. How about an informed, how about you work with your kids to have an informed decision? Would that be really cool? So they don't look like fools when they're out there putting stuff out that makes absolutely no sense whatsoever. But you think it's cute.
Well, they're being taught that in public schools. Right. In a lot of cases, right?
Yep.
So they're thinking they're being taught. Parents, you know all too well, parents don't pay attention to what's going on in schools because they don't bother showing up at board meetings or seeing what their kids are learning. So this is our fault.
I pull a Boston on them. I have parents will show up and say, I want to know when this happened and what gave you guys the right. And I'll say, look, what gave us the right? Nobody showed. So we figured the community wanted it. This actually happened 8 months ago. It was in the paper, and our agenda is published every week before the meeting.
Right.
Yeah, well, I have a job. Okay, me too. I come here. I mean,
yeah, the meetings are at night, aren't they?
Yes. And they're at 7, so you can go home, you can eat with your kids, you can get back.
Late, yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, and is it only once a month?
No, twice a month. God, I wish.
Once a month would be better, robust
$411 a month before taxes.
But still, twice a month?
Yeah,
we need twice a month. You know what, just plan. If you have a kid in school, plan that you have, you know, get a babysitter. I have to go to school this night.
Yep.
Regardless of what the topic is, just to be there and show that you are paying attention because, as you know, the school board doesn't want to deal with problems. They just want to be able to do whatever they want to do.
You know what? You just said something that's really important. No matter what's on there, just show up.
Yeah.
I cannot tell you how many times somebody has come up, they've spoken on an issue, and you go, wait a minute, how did I miss that? Thank you for bringing that. Because we're human.
Right.
I mean, I get a packet every 2 weeks. I jokingly say, I get a packet of War and Peace. It's like 2.5 inches thick. It's got contracts. It's got, you know, it's got all this stuff. And unlike members of the Senate or Congress, I don't have a whole team sitting there reading that stuff for me. I have to go through it.
Right.
Right?
Well,
but parents are smart. They catch stuff.
Exactly. That's the thing. Parents will bring up something you might not have been aware of. Or just like when you go to the state legislature or whatever, someone might bring up a different point of view or a different aspect for legislation or like with the school boards, a different aspect of it that no one had thought about.
Mm-hmm.
Because what if I've said it to you before, a lot of times when people write legislation, politicians write legislation, they do it typically with a narrow view. They don't think of, and this is a problem, they don't think of all the, well, what if this happened? What if this happened? You know, they don't think of all the scenarios of what the implications of their bill.
Yep.
They just, you know, this narrow vision, usually because it's written by some lobbying org, and that's why we get screwed.
I learned that when my buddies up in Sacramento, they were telling me, look, a lot of legislation we don't write. It's brought to us already written, whether it's something that I suggest to my staff or a lobbyist firm brought it in.
100%.
Yeah, and you know, staff will go through it, mark it up, and tell me what I need to be concerned with based on what they believe. You know, I'm going, I don't know if I could do that. I mean, I know you kind of have to do it, but I don't know if I could do that because it's me. I'm the one that's gonna put my name on and vote for it, you know?
Heck no, I'm not relying on someone else to tell me what legislation means. But that's true because, you know, I had a new legislator in New Hampshire say something about lobbyists and whatever, and I said, every single gun control bill you voted on this year is from an out-of-state lobbyist organization. So clearly you're new here. Because I traced some really bad ones back to a California gun control organization.
Oh, yeah?
I had to do a lot of digging and a lot of research to find all the left-wing gun control organizations that were pushing gun control in New Hampshire, and they're all from out of state.
Oh, yeah.
Every single one of them.
No question. Well, that's where the money comes from, too.
Yep, absolutely.
You know? Because, you know, the reason the crime is so high in Chicago is the surrounding states that allow guns. You know that.
Yeah, we've had that conversation before. They love to say that. And I always have to prove them wrong, and I never feel bad about proving them wrong for being morons.
No, they, and you know what? They, I don't know how to say it, but it's almost like they're so locked into what they believe. That
yes.
The truth could be, you know, here's my other joke. Jesus could materialize right next to him. Tell them who he is, and they go, yeah, I don't know about that. Okay. And seriously, they get so locked in to what they believe to be truth from some of these places. You go, my God, are you not paying attention? Really?
Yeah. And it's pathetic. It's pathetic because they get humiliated. Essentially, that's what happens.
But do they? I mean, look, you saw that meme with, I know you did, it had the Statue of Liberty 100 years ago, black and white, right? And then it has the Statue of Liberty today. And they, you know, according to the you know, globalist freaktoids that say, you know, the water has risen X amount, it's going to rise. The water level there hasn't risen at all.
Right.
You know, not 2 inches. And
right.
So it's like, all right, guys, this is 100 years. If what you say is true, why isn't this thing underwater? Why is it even halfway underwater?
It's so ridiculous.
They see it. It's right there in front of them. And they still. Yeah. Anyway, you get my blood pressure up.
You literally, it's anybody who deals with these people understands, because even when you put it right in front of them, they still don't want to believe it.
No.
It's like, what's wrong with you that you don't believe the actual truth? What happened to you as a child? Were you dropped on your head?
No, seriously. You got guys like, now, there's a whisper coming on the White House that they're going to try to reduce the western states' water usage by reducing their water supply. Okay.
What?
Yeah. I got a friend of mine sent me a link to a story, and he said, look, this is real. I'm here working on that project right now.
Oh,
and,
my God.
They're looking at 7 western states, and they're trying to come up with an agreement to conserve water from the Colorado River system. And they say it's because of the severe drought conditions. Well, we just had a 100-year rain event.
It's raining all over the place. People are flooding now.
Right? And so we have snow caps or snow packs. I'm sorry, not caps. Snow packs that we haven't seen for over 100 years. Okay? But here's the problem. There's been taxes put in place since the late 70s. To rebuild infrastructure, they've collected $260-some-odd billion in the state of California alone. To rebuild the infrastructure, they have spent $13 billion in fixing dams, waterways, and what have you. Over 70% of the water where it rained here in California, guess where it went? Out
nowhere.
To the ocean.
Yeah, because they didn't bother planning for it.
Bingo.
Even though they had billions to do it.
And took money from us to do it.
Right. On top of it. Yeah, that's the worst part.
So let's give him more money.
Right.
God bless. Kimberly, I was looking at the numbers for the budget. I was looking at some of the comments made right now about, hey, we don't want to default.
Yeah.
Right? We wouldn't default. If they don't reach anything, they don't default. Okay? We took in $5 trillion last year in tax revenues. We only need a third of that to actually pay the mandatory bills that we need to pay. A third
of course, they're lying, though. You know that.
Yep. All right. Tell people where to find you.
Graticrock.com and ConservativeING on Twitter.
And here every Monday. All right. Joe Basinger, your host. Kimberly, have a great rest of the week. All right, guys. A lot more coming. I got so much to beef about over the next 2 hours. Come on back.